Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Samach Aleph, and we are holding on the bottom of Samach Amid Beis, the first wide line. And the Gemara is continuing in the third of three Iboyas, all relating to the Korban Pesach and the wrong or the right Machshavos for purposes of whether this Korban Pesach is kosher or not. Iboylu, first wide line. Pesach sheshchotoi b'shar yemois hashana. A person shechted the Korban Pesach. Originally he was makdish this behemoth for Korban Pesach, for Erev Pesach. For some reason it wasn't brought on Erev Pesach, perhaps because the behemoth made a plate, meaning that the animal ran away. But Baruch Hashem, after Yom Tov, we found the animal. What are we going to do with this animal? It's still imbued and impressed with Kedusha's Korban Pesach. We already learned yesterday that if you want to go and bring it throughout the year, you can, but then have a machshava of shaloi lishmoi, which ironically, normally shaloi lishmoi has a negative connotation to it. Here the shaloi lishmoi is that you're having in mind the shame shlamim. It's a shinui koidish from the original Korban Pesach designation to now Korban shlamim, but that's permissible. You make a shinui Hashem, not in a shinui kodesh during the year, and then the Pesach is fine. So now the Gemara discusses, what about if instead of making a shinui kodesh during the year, you made a shinui balim during the year? What means a shinui balim? Originally this Korban Pesach was for Mr. Yankel Smith. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the person who's shechting the Korban says, I have in mind this carbon for Mr. Reuven Jones. So he is switching from Yankel Smith to Reuven Jones. He didn't change the Shinui Kodesh, he changed and made a Shinui Baal. Would that also rescue this carbon so that the carbon would be a kosher carbon? And that's Igmar Shad. Iboilu. Peter Shishchotu Bishar Yemois Hashanah. Not Bishinui Kodesh, but Bishinui Baalim Mahu. Do I say Shinui Baalim? Because Shinui Kodesh Tami. Machshele, just like Shinui Kodesh, if I switched it from Korban Pesach to Korban Shlomim, it works. And that's why if you have in mind Shaloi Lishmoi throughout the year, it's fine. Kosher Korban. Maybe the same thing applies to Shinui Baalim too. If I switched it from Smith to Jones, it also works.
You're still keeping it at
Shinui. 1 second. Oiloi, or perhaps not. Maybe there's a difference between Shinui Baalim and Shinui Kodesh. Barry has a question, but let's just firos the next couple of lines. Omra papam abrin to lishmata kami de Rava. I repeated this shikul toid in front of Rava, and I wanted to answer this shaila, and I said, l'chayr, there's a very strong parallel. Hoy v'shinui Kodesh poisloi bizmanoi. Bizmanoi meaning on Erev Pesach. If instead of saying, this is a Korban Pesach, the Shoichet said, I'm shechting it l'shem shlomim, then it would be possible. Not only that it would be le'olu le'balim l'shem choyva, but it would be a possible carbon totally. Zero. Gunish. You have to start from square one. It's a possible carbon, like it says in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim. Kol ha'zvachim she'nizbachu shaloi l'shman k'sheirin chutz mi'pesach v'chatas. And this is a carbon Pesach, so it would be totally possible. The Shinui Baalim also poisle bizmanoi. If on Erev Pesach, if the Shoichet, instead of having in mind a whole line of menuyim, he had in mind another set of menuyim, then also it's possible. The Shinui Baalim poisle bizmanoi. Ma Shinui Kodesh poisle bizmanoi. Machshiro liachas manoi. Just like Shinui Kodesh, although it is possible, it damages. It's poison bizmanai. It makes the carbon possible. But la'achar zmanai, it's the perfect antidote to rescue this carbon. Af shini balam, shepoisle bizmanai. No good bizmanai. That's clear cut. No good bizmanai. If you switch it from Yankel to Beryl, Yankel to Reuven, Smith to Jones, machshir la'achar zmanai, you have the same thing that it's machshir la'achar zmanai. So therefore, what Rapapa is trying to do is that we have now a very strong parallel. We have both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baalim. Both of them are dynamite on Erev Pesach, that it destroys the carbon, it becomes possible. Okay? Now, when it happens to be Shari Mois Hashana, I know that Shinei Kodesh is a great refuah. It rescues this carbon by having in mind, by saying, not carbon Pesach, but carbon Shlomim. Perhaps the same thing should be by Shinei Baalim. That if I switch it from Smith to Jones, maybe that should also save this carbon. Shar Yemois Hashana. Does it be Shaila, and that's how Rav Papa wanted to be Poisha to Shaila, that since the two Shinuyim are basically the same, they're both parallel in Halacha, just like both of them Pasul Bismanoi, both of them should be Machsher Liachar, or on the side instead of Liachar's Man, it says Shaloi Bismanoi. And now Barry has a question.
So this is a Korban Pesach, it was designated as a Pesach, it's now the middle of the summer, and the person is bringing it in the Beis HaMikdash.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're saying that it is already a shlomim.
Not already a shlomim. It's only a shlomim when you make it into a shlomim. It's not automatic.
It default to a shlomim. So
it will default if the person who's bringing the karm, if the shoychid, if the zaydik says it's a shem kedusha shlomim, then it becomes a shlomim.
So now we're saying we're offering it in the middle of the summer for Reuven Jones, not the original owner,
right.
Wrong person. And under what category of korban is this being offered for Mr. Jones?
It's being offered, continued to be brought as a korban Pesach.
How can we entertain that it would even be kosher if it's a Pesach and it's not the afternoon of Pesach? What's the question?
You're absolutely correct. But just like when you started off with the korban, when it was a korban Pesach, and now you're mishana it from a korban Pesach to a shlomim. You do it willfully. You say, I know it's a korban Pesach, but I'm changing it to a shlomim. That redeems it and rescues the korban throughout the year. The Gemara is asking, would the same thing apply to Gabi Shini Balam? I know it's a korban Pesach. However, until now it belonged to Smith. I now have in mind for Jones. Maybe that would also work to go and rescue the korban. The Gemara, one second. The Gemara's Havamina is a very difficult Havamina, like Barry is asking, and like I stopped Brother Shai from asking, who also wants to ask the same question. That doesn't make sense. It's one thing if you go and change a Pesach into a Shlomim, yeah. Shlomim you can bring throughout the whole year, and that changes the whole character, the whole quality, the whole flavor of this karma. Yeah, that's very understandable. But just because until now it belonged to Yanko Smith, and now I'm switching it to Reuven Jones, how does that help? It still remains the same Korban Pesach as before.
Exactly, exactly.
It's a difficult shaila.
I thought he changed it as a shlomim, but he also did shlomim.
Exactly, I thought it was both.
Right. Then what do I need the second one for?
Exactly. Shinui squared, you know?
Once you do the Shinui Kodesh, you're done. You don't need to go and switch balim.
No, but yes, he did it.
If he did it,
no, correct. But he did a double change.
I see.
Because otherwise, how do you understand?
Exactly my question.
So the article brings from the Koibit Shiurim is Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal. He asked the same question, and in which Mitzvah he tries to go and give an answer. Ayin Sham, it's not an easy answer. But Lemaisa, does he shaila from the Gemara? Do you say Shini Balim has that same koyach of Shini Koydish, that in both cases you can go and rescue this carbon post Erev Pesach. The Amali says Narapapa that Rava said back to me that the parallel is faulty. By Shini Koydish there are four major halachas that apply to Shini Koydish that do not apply to Shini Balim. And therefore, Shini Kodesh is so miraculous that it can rescue the korban b'shari yemois hashana. But Shini Baalim doesn't have these four ma'alois. Now, what are these four? Number one, shenke psuloi b'gufoi. What means psuloi b'gufoi? You're actually changing the quality and the flavor and the character of the behemah itself. Instead of the behemah now being a behemah of korban Pesach, you're changing it now to a shlomim. Masha Enkin, in the case of Jones and Smith, what have you done? As far as the behemoth is concerned, the behemoth is exactly the same. Nothing has changed. Just because you're changing the balim from Smith to Jones, mazel tov.
Right.
It's not a psul begul for you. It's kind of an external thing.
It's the garver, not the chesed.
Oh, that's number one. The yesh neba'arba avoidus. As we learned back in Masecht Zvachim, when do you say that Shini Kodesh works? By all four avoidus. By the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, by the Zrika. Mashenki, when it comes to the din of Shini Balim, it's only Bishas the Zrika. What's the reason why it's only Bishas the Zrika? Because Zrika is the Kapora, it is the matter, it ends the Gansa Avoida, that's the major Avoida. So therefore, there, if you had in mind the shame, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, from Smith to Jones, that makes a difference. Mashenki, Lagabi, the Shini Kodesh, any one of the four, the din of Shini Kodesh applies. So you see that Shini Kodesh is much more powerful than the Shini Balim. And number three, the Yesh Liachar Misa. What means Yesh Liachar Misa? What happens if Mr. Yankel Smith, he had a carbon? What carbon did he have? He had set aside a behemoth to be an oiler, to be a shloman. And unfortunately, he never was zeicher to bring that carbon on his own. Never chachmon l'tzlan, he passed away. But he left over in his estate, besides his money, he also left over that carbon. What's the din? His benoi may be carbon of it. The son has to go and bring the carbon of his father. When would I not bring the carbon for one's father? If chas v'shalom was a chatas, that would be a chatas shebeisu ba'aleha. An asher would be liraya. But here we're not talking about a chatas and asher, we're talking about a normal, an oyle, a shlomim, other types of kabbanis which he left over, the son brings it. Now what happens if the shoichet, or the Kohen who is doing one of the avoidas in the Beis Hamikdash, does a shinui kodesh, and he says, what did your father leave over? He left over an oiler. You know what? I think it's better to go make him to a shlam. He did it either intentionally or unintentionally, and he made a switch of shinui kodesh. That shinui kodesh continues to work, even though the original balim passed away. However, if instead of making a shinui kodesh, the shoichet had a, what's not the shoichet, it's really the Zoyrik, went and had in mind, instead of Smith, he had in mind Jones, that doesn't have any effect at this point. And the reason why it doesn't have any effect is because unfortunately Smith passed away anyway. So therefore the shinoi is not a major shinoi, and therefore it is not, does not affect the kashrus as its carbon after Smith passed away.
Small point, if the Kohen is Zoyrik, Can the coin be Zorek for the Nifter? His son bringing the Shlamim. Forget all.
What Kabbani he's supposed to have vis-a-vis the original Balaam, I don't know whether he's supposed to have the Nifter or the son. But it's certainly in that family, it's the Smith family. Okay. If he switches it now from Smith to Jones, then, says our Gemara, it does not have any effect whatsoever.
To spoil the Corbin.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Yeshnai Betziba Kaviyachet. And number four, Shini Kodesh works in Betziba Kaviyachet. Meaning, it's Thursday morning. They took out the Tomid Shoshachar, a nice little set, a nice little kevesel, which they're going to go and bring now for a carbon Tomid. Tomid Shoshachar. And the person who's shechting the carbon, Bishas, we're bringing the carbon, he says, you know what? Yeah, we have so many oilers every single day. Kevzech ba'boiker and ba'tzoroyim. We always have these to the ben aboyim. The two. I want to switch this from an oiler to a shlam, or something like that. Guess what? Unfortunately, what he does will have a pa'ula, and it will cause that first carbon to be. It will cause that carbon to be defective. Not that it will be totally possible. It'll be kosher because, after all, it's an oiler. Oiler doesn't become possible. But we're going to have to go and bring another carbon. So it did have an effect vis-a-vis that carbon. Masha Enkein, if the person who is doing the avoid of the mushroom, the Zoyrik, if he has in mind that instead of this being oiler for Klal Yisrael, it should be an oiler for Yankel Smith, one particular individual, it is not, that machshava shinui is not chal, it's not effective. Why is it not effective, says Rashi? Because when this carbon tumid is supposed to be brought, it's brought on behalf of Gantz Klal Yisrael. So when I am now Mishana from Klal Yisrael to Yankel Smith, guess what? Yankel Smith was also part of Klal Yisrael. And since he was part of Klal Yisrael, there hasn't been that major Shinui Balaam. Of course it has been. Instead of for the millions of Yidden, it's now for this individual. But that individual was also part of the class of Klal Yisrael. So that's not called a Shinui Balaam. So bottom line is, we have now four major psalm by Shini Kodesh, which don't apply to Shini Balim, like the Gemara continues talking about Shini Balim. Then psalm by the Gufay, it's not a psalm in the Guf itself, that we're switching it from Pesach to Shlomim, or Oyla to Shlomim. It's just switching from Smith to Jones. Vein of Arba Avoidis, we're not switching it in the Arba Avoidis, because Shnei Balim only applies to the Zrika. It doesn't apply to the other three Avoidis. Vein of Achamisa, like we said before, that if unfortunately the first Balim passed away, and now the son is bringing the carbon instead, now when the Kohen has a mind for Shnei Balim, if he has a mind instead of for the Smith family, he has a mind for Jones, it has no pule, no legal efficacy whatsoever.
Therefore,
so it
has.
Jones, Mr. Smith passed away.
Right.
After he passed away, at the shiva was over, the hespedim were over. Now the executors come to go and see what did he leave in his estate,
right,
and what he had there, carbon oil.
Right.
Good. This carbon oil has to be brought by the son or the executors or whoever are the yorshim. They bring it to the base of Mikdash. It's carbon oil on behalf of the late Yankel Smith. We bring it now to the kohen, and now the kohen could do the right thing and just bring it, knowing that this was Yankel Smith, knowing that his son Beryl Smith is bringing on behalf of the father, and he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Moki Menachem Eschem. He takes the carbon, he brings it. Everything is Shalom HaYisrael. Instead, what did he do? Oh, it was an oila. Oila shmoila. I'm making it into a shlomim. What happens then? That Shini Kodesh was effective, which means that it is a kosher carbon. Elishli olu lebalim shem chayva. And unfortunately, the son is going to have to put his hand in his pocket and take out another $200 or $500 and bring a brand new carbon. What happens if, on the other hand, the Kohen didn't go and say, I'm switching it from carbon oila to carbon shlomim? But okay, Smith, he's had Lichshon Adred, unfortunately passed away. We're going to go and now dedicate this on behalf of Jones. Will that have any pu'ula whatsoever vis-a-vis the carbon? And the answer is no. What he said is Dvarim B'Telim U'Vatolim L'Shirim V'Lekayomim. It remains the Smith's carbon. And the fact that he said Jones makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. The Gemara doesn't give us a reason why, but logically the reason would be is because Smith, unfortunately, is no longer anyway. So switching it, anyway, you're switching it from father to son, from father to Yorshim, or whatever. So anyway, the ownership is somewhat clouded by the fact that the original Balaam passed away. So therefore, that you're Mishanit to another Balaam, that's Lay Mala V'Lay Moira. The carbon remains totally kosher, totally intact. It's as if nothing happened. And finally, the Einav Tzibur Kim Yachid, that if you're talking about L'mashal, the carbon Tomit Shel Shachar, which you're supposed to bring for Gantz Tzibur, if the one that Shechting or the one that Zoyrik says, I don't have in mind for the Tzibur, I have in mind for Yankel Smith, those words have no efficacy. They're worthless. Why? Because he is part of the Tzibur, so there's not really been a major Shini Balim, a minor Shini Balim. He's part of the Balim. So says the Gemara, that's why you cannot equate the two, the Shini Kodesh and the Shini Balim. So, well, just like Shini Kodesh, Shari Moshe Shana will rescue this carbon, will make it into a carbon shlamim. So therefore, the same thing applies to the Shini Balim at all to rescue. No, no, no. There you have the rescue because you have four major malice, four major shinuyim. Here you only have, so far, zero. So therefore, it perhaps cannot rescue the carbon. The Avogab the Tarti Lavdavka, of the four, we could quibble, we could dispute two out of the four. Tarti miyadavka, but two out of the four are rock solid. What do you mean that two of them we can dispute? The maishno shini balim deloy have a psula begufay, the psula b'machshava ba'almihi, shini kodesh nami psula machshava ba'almihi. What does the Gemara mean to say? You, the first of the four distinctions that you made was that the difference between Pesach and Shlom is a psula begufay carbon. However, from Smith to Jones, that's not the Gufa carbon, that's totally external. If you think about it, even the din of switching the Shini Kodesh from Pesach to Shlomim is also external. Because vis-a-vis this behema remains exactly the same. Behema looks at you the same way he looked at you before and afterwards. Nothing has happened. It's all machshavos, or like Rashi said yesterday, like Brother Shai took out the Gemara and read it together with Barry. Not that they read it together, but they both read the Rashi. That it doesn't mean machshav, it means dibur bepet. So in both cases we have a dibur, and that dibur was to go and switch it from one carbon to the other. Says the Gemara, but that's only dibur. We didn't change the actual physicality of this animal. That animal is the exact same animal that we had until now. If you were going to tell me that he made a shinoi by cutting off the ear, by making a slit in the eyelids by cutting off the hoofs. In other words, making a real, making it to balmum. That's a different story. But not doing anything like that. The behemoth is the same behemoth as before, the same behemoth as now. Anything that I say vis-a-vis the behemoth is just machshavas v'diburim as opposed to psul begufay. And see for this Gemara, maybe that first of the four, not really correct, not accurate. Just like you said, that's a psul begufay, just like you said by Shini Balin, it's not a psul begufay. Maybe Shini Kodesh is also not a psul begufay.
Even though the Shlomo Mishtaim Shem Arba is a different blood avoda, it's a different spritzing?
What will happen, and this has to be, Kodesh Kodeshim has to be in the Tzofayin, and this can be in the Dorim.
We're talking about Shlomim to, the blood of, all those details of the where and the how many.
None of that has happened yet.
Okay.
We're just talking at this point in time, when somebody says something, or somebody has a machshav of something, vis-a-vis this behemah, nothing has changed. It remains physically.
The action is all the same.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, to Yomara, Ma'ishna Shini Balm, we have Psul Gufay, the Psul Machshava Balmi, Shini Kodesh, not Psul Machshava Balmi. Vesu, and Nochazach, number three on the line, which is the Yeshna Achamisa. Hodi Yomishini Balm, in the Achamisa, that's the way we hold. However, the Pinchas Breder of Amidi Omer Yesh Shini Balam Liachar Misa, he holds it just like there's an Inyan of Shini Balam Lefnei Misa, which passels a carbon, or at least requires you to bring another carbon. Same thing in Shini Balam Liachar Misa. The fact that it was originally Smith and now makes it Jones, and the fact that Smith died and it's his son that's bringing it, makes no difference. Brokar Davur, it's as if the father is alive and kicking, and he was the one that brought it, and we have in mind the father, and father, father, father. And if you're now Mishan from Smith to Jones, you got a break, problem, you have a Shini Balm, according to Rapidchas. And therefore, my Ikal Meimer, according to what we've just said, we've now reduced the four differences down to two. But says Imara Abla Maisa, the other two are still rock solid. That the din of Shini Kodesh applies by Arba Voidois and Shini Balam only by Zurika. And the fact that the Shini Kodesh could damage the carbon even by Tzibir Kabiyochid, Masha Ein came by Shini Balam, those two remain rock solid. And therefore, what the Gemara could have said, Rava could have said to Rapapa, that you try to equate Shini Balam to Shini Kodesh is faulty. Not because there are four differences, but there are two differences. Shine. So bottom line is the Gemara is doiche what Rapapa wanted to go and equate the two. And therefore El Omerova, Pesach Sheshchati B'Shari Yemois Hashana. And instead of having in mind Shini Kodesh, which would have rescued this carbon and made it into a kosher shlamin, if instead he had in mind a Shini Balam from Smith to Jones, Nasa Kamish Ein Leibalim Mizmanay Upasul, it has the exact same legal effect as if he had in mind a machshav of Shini Balam Mizmanay on Erev Pesach Upasul, meaning that the Shinui of Shini Balam doesn't change from bad to good, from Yoim HaPesach or Chagap, from the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach to Shari Mois Hashanah, just like the Shini Balam is damaging on Erev Pesach, that if this was a Korban for the Smith family and the people that are doing the Korban say we have in mind for the Jones family, that would hassle the Korban, you'd have to bring a brand new Korban. Same thing applies even Shaloi Bizmana, even now today on Cheshvat, the exact same din would apply if you're bringing that Korban Pesach that had ran away, and now I want to bring it today. If I say I'm bringing the Shem Shlomim, it'll be kosher. If I have in mind and say it's no longer for the Smith family, it's now for the Jones family, it remains possible.
Yeah, but again, even, I mean, I still understand the question, because let's say Rav Papa's right, okay, so you change the name, and it's the 8th of Shvat. You bring a Pesach Eish Shvat, it's meaningless. It's
a real question.
Exactly. This is a Chazar. Chazar is a Shvat.
I don't.
The Gemara's question on the surface is difficult. Agreed.
Yeah, I don't see it.
In fact, the art scroll uses the term that the Tzushtel, the parallel between Shini Kodesh and Shini Balam, is incomprehensible. That's what he says. And then he brings a pshat from the Koyvichun from Pulchanan, and you're all welcome to take a look at that pshat. Zok the Mishnah. A lot of the Mishnah we learned already yesterday, and it's relatively simple. Says the Mishnah, Shchotei Shaloi Li'oichlav, B'Shaloi Lemnuyav, La'areilim Ulatmeim Posel. What is this all about? It says in the Posek, Ishlefi Ochloi Techoisu Al Haseh. And as the Gemara is going to tell us, and as Rashi told us already yesterday, Techoisu means to shecht. Rebbe is going to tell us that the Lashon Sursi, I don't know what Lashon Sursi is, but whatever the Sursi language is, the word Techoisu means to go and shecht. So the Pasuk says, Ishlefi Ochloi Techoisu Al Haseh. The person who is shechting the Korban Pesach, he has to have in mind for people who are ishlefi ochlei, that are eaters. People that are not eating for one out of four reasons, either for factual reasons or for legal reasons. If you shecht exclusively for those non-eaters, the carbon is possible. So shchotoi shloi li'oichlev. Who are shloi li'oichlev? As we said yesterday, and Gemara is going to say it again today, those are people that are chas v'sholem choilim, people who are in the ICU, in the hospital, they cannot eat anything, certainly not a kezayis of Korban Pesach. Or we're talking about people that are very, very old, 119 years old. The person for the last 20 years has only been drinking Ensure for the last 20 years because he cannot bite into anything, certainly not into a kezayis of Korban Pesach. So he is not qualified or eligible to go and eat the Korban Pesach. Shalom Lemnuyav means that you have a registry. The entire Smith family and their neighbors and friends all got together, 25, 30, 50 people on this list that are going to eat from this Korban Pesach. And when they were shechting the Korban Pesach, instead of the Shoichet saying, this is for the Smith family, he, on purpose or by mistake, said, I'm doing it for the Jones family. Or La'areilim. Areilim means people that unfortunately don't have a bris. Rashi explained, not because these are bad people, they're wonderful people. But unfortunately they had one of their siblings was Meis Machmas Mila, and the doctor said that there's some genetic problem that Chas V'Shalom, if other male members of the family are going to go and circumcise themselves, Chas V'Shalom, it's all to Pikuach Nefesh. Chas V'Shalom, they're going to pass away. Okay, these people are potter from doing a bris. But nevertheless, it says in the Pasuk, Zoyzchu Kasa Pasach, and then the Pasuk continues on, Kol Orel Lo Yoichubay. That Orel is not a bad guy, it's this type of art. So therefore, if you had in mind exclusively for 5, 10, 25 such Arelim, carbon is possible. Because an Orel Lo Yoichubay. And finally, if you had in mind only for Tameim, people that will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach, we don't mean somebody that's Tameh, he's going to go in Toivel, Harif Shemesh, guys that won't be able to Tameh tonight, that won't become Tohar tonight, for instance, if it's Tameh Mess, no way he's going to become Tameh, because Hazor's Shvi is going to be another 2 days from now, whatever the case is. Anyway, if you have in mind exclusively for Tameim, it is possible, because none of these four categories, none of these guys, are people that can be Mekayim Ish Lefi Ochlei. However, if you mix the two, that you have the Oichlov, the Shuloi Vi Oichlov, you have in mind Taka for the ICU people in the hospital, and or for the 119-year-old people, but you also have in mind for Gesunte, healthy and younger people that can eat. You have in mind Lemnuyav, Shuloi Lemnuyav, you have in mind there's a list of 25, and you say, yes, for the whole Smith family, but I throw in the Jones family as well. These people were not on the list. Shleilim Nuyav. Or the Mulavala Arelim. You have in mind both for people of Baruch Hashem, normal, regular people that have a bris, and then for these people that, for a genetic reason, cannot have a bris. Or you did Letzmein Vala Torim. You had in mind both for people that cannot eat because they're Tmein, but also people that are Torah that can eat. That is kosher. Then it's fine, it's not a problem. Why is it okay if you mix and match? If you remember, Rashi said on the bottom of the Amid Aleph yesterday, because exactly. If you want to be able to go and eat a kezayis of basar, even though it means you have to go and check the whole animal, but that's, you have no other choice. If I want to eat a kosher kezayis and basar, it must be that I check the whole thing. So even though Taka, there are going to be some also add-ons, people that won't be able to eat, okay, so they won't eat. But the people that can eat, they need a Korban Pesach, and I'm shechting for them. That's kosher. Fine. We're going to talk at length about the ratio of the Mishnah as we get to the Gemara. Now we go off a little bit on a tangent. What happens if you shech the Korban Pesach not on Bein Harboim on Erev Pesach, but in the morning? Oh, remember we started off our perek Tomid Nishchat, and we went through all the calculations with the 8.5 hours and the 7.5 hours and the 6.5 hours. But everybody agreed that the Korban Pesach was post Korban Tomid, because in Korban Tomid it only says Bein Harboim. Mashenkin Lagabi Korban Pesach, it says both Erev and Bein Harboim. You uchar hadover shenemar boi ba'erev u'Bein Harboim, to the mitzvah of Korban Tamid, which only says Bein Harboim. Okay, but what happens if Shechotik Koidim L'Tamid, he didn't listen, and either on purpose or by mistake, they went to check the Korban Pesach before the Korban Tamid? That's a big no-no. But that's what they did. What's halacha? B'dieved, it's kosher. However, nevertheless, we want to try to keep the Tumid pre-Korban Pesach. So as soon as the Kohanim realize they made here a major boo-boo, what do? We go and tell them, Uvachi hei acher memaris bedomoi achi yizrak ha-tumid. We say, you know what? Don't go and make this an absolute case of shechting and zrikas adam and Hector and everything of the Korban Pesach before we bring the Korban Tamid. Okay, we messed up on the Shechita. We should have waited on the Shechita until after the Shechita's Korban Tamid. It's already too late. We're now in the Bedieved situation. What should we do? At least don't do the Zrika of the Korban Pesach until the Korban Tamid. So, but if you're not going to do the Zrika, the blood is going to go and congeal and coagulate. And later on you won't be able to do a Zrika because it's going to be a solid. It will no longer be a liquid. So therefore we have Echad Memaris or Acher Memaris. We have one of the Kohanim is going to go and sit there and mix and turn and mix and stir until Achiyizrika Tamid, until they Shech the Korban Tamid, they do the Kabbalah Satam, they do the Halacha Sadam, and the Zrika Sadam of the Korban Tamid. Now the Tamid is finished. Okay, Kim Tereba, bring over the blood from the Korban Pesach, and let's go and do it now. Okay, we salvage as much as we could. But what happens in Nizrak? What happens if the Kehanim that did the Korban Pesach were Kehanim Zrizen, hey? Right. And not only did they do the Shechita, but they even did the Zrika. What does it say in the Mishnah?
Kosher.
Kosher. Don't say pasuk.
This is Korban Pesach that was prematurely shechted and sorry.
The Zrika here is on the Tamid Zrika.
Yeah, the Tamid is always kosher.
Right.
Okay, so you're doing very well. The point of our mission is this is a double bidyevet situation. How is it double bidyevet? Lichatchili, you're supposed to go and shech the Korban Tamid before you shech the Korban Pesach. They didn't. It's already a bidyevet because they shechted the Korban Pesach first. Let's try to salvage it. How we salvage it? At least do the Zrikas Korban Tamid before the Zrikas Korban Pesach. That would be great, bidyevet. Guess what? It's already too late. They already did the Zrikas Korban Pesach first. Okay, what can I do? It's still kosher. It's a second bidyevet. Not only was the Shechita done out of order, the Zrika was also done out of order. Bidyevet, it's still kosher.
So it's after Chatzos, but it was before the
Tamar. Everything is after Chatzos, but before the Tamar, correct.
So then it's all B'di Yevet Kosher.
All B'di Yevet Kosher, right. The Chatzos don't do that, but B'di Yevet, you're okay.
The question of the Mishnah, can we assume that it applies also to all of four Avodos and to Shechita?
That's a very good question. The Gemara said yesterday that it only applies to Shechita, and we're going to deal with that a little bit further down. The reason why it only applies to Shechita is because it says in the Pasuk, Ish lefi achlei techoisu, and techoisu means Shechita. And even the Rabbanan that don't learn techoisu, the Gemara is going to say, because it says, Vishachtu oisai kol kahal Yisrael. So therefore, it's only Shechita, it doesn't affect the Zrika or any of the others.
What does it mean? Yes, no, I believe,
yeah, yeah. That was by Shini Koidish. They were doing that Shini Balim of switching from the Menuyim to the Sheina Menuyim, or from the Oichlin to Sheina Oichlin. It only has to do with Shita, it doesn't apply to the others.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So you said that the Shini Balim, the decisive moment is the Zrika.
Correct.
Is the Zrika, not the Shechita.
That's by all Karbonis with the exception of the Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach is a special din. It's not so much a Shinui Balim din as a special din of Ish lefi ochloi, it has to be for the people that can eat. Where does it say this eater's requirement? Ish lefi ochloi to choyso al aser b'shas shchita. This doesn't apply to the others. But there is discussion, even Rashi discusses, there's a little bit of an overlap. In other words, the question is, by Karm Pesach, do I say that Shaloi lemnuyim and Shaloi li'oichlim and Shaloi lemulim and Shaloi le'toyrim, do you say that that's part of the Shini Baalim? And Shini Baalim, only it's only Zrika. And here we're saying it's even Shchita. But do we say it's a parallel halacha? Nothing to do with Shini Baalim. Shini Baalim is one thing. You can have Yankel and Beryl, Smith and Jones, both of them are Oichlin, both of them are Mulim, both of them are Tahoirim, both of them are Menuyim, but I switch from one to the other. Or in our case, we're talking about switching from Oichlin to Enam Oichlin, or from Mulim to people that unfortunately are Elim, etc. So there's a Rashi about this as well. If you want, I'll point out the Rashi a little bit later. But in the meantime, the Gemara says that this halacha only applies to Shechita, it does not apply to the others. To answer Mendy's question. And this was, we had this in the Gemara yesterday, where the Gemara tried to bring a raya to yesterday Shaila, and the Gemara says, it's a Shachtoi Shalavi Oichlov. Here it's certainly talking about Hocha Pshita Bavoida Achas. It's only talking about one Avoida. Why is it Pshita? Because it's only one Machshava that only relates to the din of Shechita and not to the others. But Mitchum, we'll talk a little bit more about that momentarily. Anyway, back to the Gemara Tanarabon. Ketzad Shaloi li'oichlav, explain to me, what does that mean? You have in mind to shecht it Shaloi li'oichlav. Like we explained before, a person who is not able to eat a kezayis of the Karban Pesach, either because he's sick or because he's too old. Ketzad Shaloi li'oichlav, what does that mean? Nimnu olav chabur zuv, they went and had a whole registry of 25 people. And the shaychet shechted it ushchotu l'shem chabur acheres. And in fact, instead of these 25, they had in mind another 25. That passes the card. Where does this come from? The Tanabon, because it says in the pasuk. In this week seven, the nechsas nefashoy. Where does it say nechsas nefashoy? Number two. V'yim yimat habayis miyos misa. V'lokachu ushchene akorav el beisay. The nechsas nefashoy. Ish lefi achli techoisu alaseh. Now, what does the nichsas mean? So, Gemara Malamit she'ena pesal nishchat el lemnuyov. Now, where do I see in the word nichsas that means menuyim? So, Rashi says because I have elsewhere at the end of Vayikra, it said in the pasuk, "Eis nichsas hu erkecha vayoymahu." There, we're talking about if you have to go and value properties or hegdish for purposes of redemption, for purposes of pinyon. So you take the michlis erkecha, the amount of the erech, of the value. You do an appraisal or an assessment. The word michsas in that connotation means that you add up the numbers, that you go and take the sum total. So you see that the word michsas has to do with counting. You're counting and you're valuing that property. So here too, says the Gemara, you're counting the nefashos, the michsas. What's not here? Thank you. Here it's not Michsas Erkecha. Rather, it says, so you count up all the people, the Nefashis, that have registered. That's the word, Menuyah. So, Kimari Yachosh Chote Shalom Menuyah, Yeheka Uyver Ala Mitzvah, the Kosher. I would say, okay, that's Lechat Chilabab, you should go and register. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as you know, there are people that dilly dally and do not register in time. I'm sorry, and I was going to, I didn't have a chance, and I was busy, did it up, blah, blah, blah. So what happens if they did it Shaloi Lemnuyim? They just brought a Karban Pesach for three people, and then another 22 want to go and be added, jump on later on. I would think it's kosher. No. Tamalim b'michsas t'choysu. Akosiv shona olav li'akev. The word michsas and t'choysu are very similar, and therefore they're telling you, count and count. Add on numbers and add on numbers. And I mean it! And that's why I'm repeating it, not just for emphasis, but to tell you that it's ma'akev afilu b'diyev. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rebbe yoyim eloshin sur sihu, ki odim sho'im lechaveroi koisli tleze. That the word t'choisu, what's t'choisu? It's a very strange word. T'choisu in the Sursi language means to go and shech. Ki odim sho'im lechaveroi, the Nachamu. Rabbi Yoim Eloshin Sursiu, Ka'odim Shem Lechaveri, Koisli Tleze, go and shecht for me this Shepsala. And that's how we know that we're talking about the din of the Shechita and Bishas the Shechita. Now, what does Rebbe say differently or more than the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama said nichsas nefashos, nichsas erkecha, it repeats it twice, so therefore, if it's shloi lemnuyim, it's possible to learn the diyeved. Rebbe says, I don't learn so much from the word b'nichsas, I learn more from tochoisu, it's a lashon of koyis and shechting. So, is there a machloikis or not? So if you look at the Tosfos, which rounds the bend from the small lines to the wider lines in the middle of the omit, parallel to where we're learning, Rebbe Oymulosh Tzursi who's at Oymari, the Rebbe like Paligatanik Kama. He doesn't argue. Umoided the Iki Ikuva Ba'oichlov Umenuyov. But what is he coming to tell you to answer Mendy's question? The Einay Elam Afarish Devoradly Pasli Oichlumenuyov Ela Bishchita. This halacha only applies to the shechita because that's where it says ishlefi akloi. It's got to be people that can eat tochoisu b'shas shechita because the word tochoisu b'loshim sursi means shechita, shechita, shechita. So Ibazoi, how does the Tanakhama know this? After all, the Tanakhama didn't say anything about the loshim sursi. So for that we have a Rashi on the Amud Beis, and Rashi says on the Amud Beis, approximately 10 lines from the top of the Amud, in the middle of a Rashi, in my Rashi there's a small little dot, and the Rashi continues, Ula Tanakama, to Lesle Loshen Sursi, Basreik Sin, and the next Pasik says, Vishachtu Oisai, and therefore from the juxtaposition of the Psukim, we see again that it relates to Shechita. Not from the word Tachoisu, but the word Shechita.
Tachoisu can mean numbers.
It could. That's why the Tanakhama, on the surface, is not learning like Rebbe. And Rebbe says, you don't have to only talk about numbers. The word Tachoisu also has a second definition, which is pertinent and relevant to us, and that's the Shechita definition of Lashon Sursi. And the Tanakhama says, I never learned Lashon Sursi in class, and therefore I'm going to rely on the fact that the next passage says Vishachta Ois, and that also means Shechita, and therefore this is all Shechita based.
Which word is Lashon Sursi?
The word Tachoisu. And like the Gemara says, Shoim Alachaveri Koisli Pleze.
Word Tachoisu.
It's a Tashim Kaf, not Greek, it's not Greek.
Gentlemen, please don't argue. So, if you want to know which language the source is, if you look three lines from the bottom, source is Arami, is Aramaic, Chachmi, Umis, Karinloi, Linga Shuraya. That's the, it's not Greek, it's the Linga Shuraya. And then Kois is Shchait.
I have Kasha.
Yes, Mendy.
Because Uncle is Lashon Arami.
Yeah.
And there it's Lashon Tismanun al Imro.
Oh, see, he learns that like the Tanakhama, that the word Mechsas means Tismanun for Lashon Menuyim.
In the Tsumami, he says
that. I guess there are two definitions. He learns like the Tanakhama.
It's the same
Shachos
as the same Shores as Mechsas.
Exactly, that's what the Tanakhama says. Shana Lova Kosal Le'akit, that's why it's repeating it twice. And Rebbe says, one tells you the Menuyim din, and one tells you the Shechita din. Good, anyway, it's all very Gishmak. And that's how I know this din applies to strictly the din of Menuyim by the Shechita. It doesn't apply by the Zrika, not by the Kabbalah, by the Shechita. If you look again at the Rashi, two lines from the bottom, Koy Shechit Lememe de Bishas Shechita Tzorach Leskaven Lemenuyev. It's the Shechita, that's the Kriveya, because Ishtu Yerushal Tachoyisu Lashon Tzursi, or Vishachtu, like Rashi brings in the Yomit Beis. Anyway, continue on, Zotim Maravait Ashchon Shaloy Lemenuyev. We said in the Mishnah that there's got to be Shachta, it has to be Li'oichlav, if you did it Shaloi Li'oichlav. It's got to be Lemenuyev, and if you did Shaloi Lemenuyev, it's possible. Okay, you want to ask me not immediately. You've only addressed the question of the Shaloi Lemenuyev. What about Shaloi Li'oichlav Minolon? So Tumor Amakra, Ishlefi Ochloi Techoisu, Iskish Oichlin Lemenuyev. Since it says Ishlefi Ochloi, that's an Oichel, Oichel, not a food, but an ochel, a person eater. That can eat, an eater, the gavra, not the chefza. That's the choisu, it's iskish lemenuyim, because the choisu, michsas, the choisu all means the numbered people, the people, the registries. Okay, so the ochlin, the choisu, hekish, it's the same din, but shas, the shechita, you have to have in mind for ochlin and for menuyim. Very good. Now we start a new shtickle gemara. It's all related, but you can start like atoshima, brand new. Zokti Gemara. Now this Gemara is very, very gishmak, very similar to yesterday's Gemara, and we're going to go a little bit into the inyan of the mechashiv me'avoida la'avoida. What do we mean? We just finished saying that the din of the Arelim and the Tumeim and the Shloilim Nuyim, the Shloilim Oichlim, all of that is based on the Shechita. In other words, it only attacks the Shechita. If you have a Shechita for one of these four categories, it's possible. It doesn't apply to the other three, because it says Tuchoisu, Veshachtu. Okay, when I'm Shachtu Lemulim, we're Shechting it, and the person who's Shechting has in mind for people that had a Bris Milah. So obviously that's fine, that's great. But he adds now the following very damaging words. Al-Minas, on the condition, Shiskapru Boya Reilim Bizrika. But I want that this carbon at the time of the Zrika, that should be machaper. Now the word machaper over here is lavdafka, because we're not talking about kapara, but he means that the carbon should be nisratze, should be oile l'ratzen l'fanav, on behalf of guys who are arelim. Will that spoil it? Now what are the svaris over here? Well, parshut, the svara is, because after all he did it b'shas shechita, and he said arelim, so maybe that destroys the whole thing. No, on the other hand, he said b'shas shechita that the zrika should be half of arelim, and we just got finished saying that there is no problem of arelim as zrika. The problem is by the shechita. So you can see already tzedadum lekana lekan. The question would be if you hold you can be mechashim me'avoidu l'avoidu or not, and we'll see that there's a machlok is now Rav Chisda and Rav.
Is arelim exclusive?
No, he's just giving an example. In other words, that is exclusive. She's covered by arelim exclusive.
And no one else. So there's
nobody.
There's a crowd of mulim. The crown of Arelim and the Shechat Shechit, I'm only going to be Zorik the blood for the sake of these Arelim and nobody else.
Exactly,
okay,
right.
It's exclusively Arelim.
Exactly right. And in fact, Tosis points this out and he emphasizes what you're just saying, because Tosis says, L'chayr, I don't understand. Because didn't we say in the Mishnah, if you shechted both for Mumin and Arelim, it's
right,
kosher.
Right.
If you did it for Ochlin and Shloger Ochlin, it's kosher.
Right.
So here he shechted Lemulim and also for Arelim. Mm-hmm. Why isn't it kosher? What's the Shaila? That's the top choices. In Toimer, Mishnah Mishachto Lemulim Ularelim. Tritz, the Hosim Yesh Machshevis Mulim Bishchita. Avol Hocha Leipsichi Mulim Bizrika. What means lepsichi? Means mulim are not involved, are not included in the zrika. Meaning, in our Gemara, in the case of the shechita, the reason why if you did it both for choylim, I'm sorry, for mulim and for reylim, because they were mixed in mulim in the shechita, in that machshava, like we said in the Mishnah. How does it help I have all those arelim? The reason is, like we said in the Mishnah, because exactly, if you want to go and feed the mulim people, somebody's got a shecht for them, there'll be something left over, but I got a shecht, otherwise they can't even eat the first kazais. So therefore, since it's going to be kosher for the mulim, we chop around the arelim too, it's kosher. But in this case over here, he's saying by the Zrika Shinasi, she is kapru by arelim solely and exclusively without mixing in the mulim in the Zrika part of his machshava. That's what Toyah says. Aval hochalei psichi mulim. He didn't include the mulim in the Zrika. So the shechita was solely for mulim. That's fine. But I'm doing a shechita solely for mulim on the condition that I'm going to go and do a zrika solely for arelim. I don't have the benefit of mulim arelim mixed in to the zrika part of his machshava b'shas the shechita.
I think that'd be certainly possible because
what would you say?
I'd say there's two sides to this machlokas. I'm going to be patient with you to finish the Gemara.
So Brother Shai says like Rav Chisda et vade pasul, while Barry allows this to simmer, and we'll see it play out.
Let it roast
exactly.
On the fire.
So Rav Chisda Omer Apostle, Rabba Omer Kosher. Rav Chisda Omer Apostle, Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bizrika. Now this language of Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bizrika can be misleading. We don't mean that there's Machsheva that Bishas the Zrika, if the Koyin has in mind L'shem Arelim, it passes. It doesn't. Because the din of psul arelim is only by shechita, like we said. But what we mean, according to Rav Chisda, is yesh machsheves arelim bezrika, if it's enunciated at the time of the shechita. And since at the time of the shechita he said that this should be solely for arelim at the time of the zrika, okay, there's no arelim and mulim, it's only arelim alone. Parcel, nothing to talk about. Rabba Omar Kosher. Why is it kosher? Because ain't machshava sereil and bezrika. The whole inyan of machshava is only by shchita and not by zrika. So even though by shas the shchita he had in mind for the zrika, this is gunish mit gunish. And now the Gemara is going to bring a raya to Rabba or his makayer, and then Rav Chizkiya is going to disagree. And then at the end of today's blat, we're going to say it all falls away, and we're going to find another makayer for their machlokes. And as we'll see, the machlokes is not so much based on svaris as much as it's based on limudim from psukim. So let's see, where does Rabbi get his halacha?
Isn't it sort of shino and balam in the words in the zrika? Mm-hmm. This is changing. He had the machshava. The shkita he has.
The mulin. It was the mulin.
Now he's, but he has shino and balam in the zrika.
But Bishas Zrika didn't do anything. There he didn't have the Shini Balam. The Shini Balam took place at the time of the Shchita. At the time of the Shchita, he says, Al Menashe Yiskapru Boy Areilam Bezrika. Now, at the time of Shchita, I'm thinking totally Shchita on behalf of Mulem. But at the time of the Zrika, I want that it should be for Areilam.
Shchita Slam Mulem, what does that mean if you don't have Zrika Slam Mulem? Because the Zrika is the Matir. How can you have Shchita for the sake of kosher? Pesach eater, Korban Pesach eaters, how can you have a Shchita if you don't also have the Zrika? The Zrika is the mulin here.
No question.
Shchita's mulin is insufficient without the Zrikas.
Everything you've said is correct. There's a special thing by Korban Pesach which is superimposed on this carbon, which doesn't apply to any other carbon, and that is that Bishas the Shchita, it has to be for people that are able to eat, both factually and legally. This doesn't apply to any other carbon, because any other carbon, the achila is not a ma'akev, and it's a vada, it's a nice thing, a vada, it's a mitzvah, fine, good, but if you didn't eat from the carbon is mechaper and meratza the same. Could be that those kabonis, the gabi kachi kudish and the gabi chatas and the gabi osham, the achlo oisim ashekupar behem. But even there, it's not ma'akev, because if the basa becomes tamei or it gets lost or it falls in whatever, possibly yoitz, it makes no difference. You still a kosher karm. The person still has his kapar. So what Gemara is asking is now this special extra din that we have of the mulin and the oichlin and the tahoyrim and menuyim. This halach is a shchita based halacha, but in the shchita he had in mind for a zrika for arelim. Does that mess everything up or not? Machloikis Rabbe and Rav Chizda. Omer Rabbe, you know, I'm
the zrika though. Ultimately,
the zrika was done beautifully. It was done perfectly with every pure machshava that you can have in mind.
Just initially, when the shchita, he had a machshava for the zrika to be for the
exactly right.
Okay.
I'm going to bring a riot to my shita that this is kosher. Decide. Now, it's a fairly lengthy brisa, and there's a lot of give and take in the brisa, and the raya to Rabba is going to be from the last two words of the brisa. Decide. Which day in the brisa? Yochel yivso b'nei chabura haboim imoy. I would think that if the b'nei chabura come together with him, the Gemara, the brisa, doesn't identify who the him is. That's why we have the Heilig Rashi, Yochel yivsol orel, Rashi in the fourth line. If you have one orel who's coming together with 24 other mulim, I keep on saying 25, but of course it's an arbitrary number. Maybe it's 50 people altogether, so it's 49 together with the orel. You have a big chabura, one orel among them. I would think that maybe that passes everything. Yochel yivso b'nei chabura boim imoy. That he would spoil the carbon Pesach just because of this one orel. Says the Gemara v'din hu. Let's go and make now a limut. Hoyil the orla poiseles. The tuma poiseles. Both the din of orla is going to go and passel. And if the Koyin had in mind solely for Tmeim, that all the pasels, like we had in the Mishnah, a Raven pasel and a Tmeim pasel. Ah, okay. And therefore, Ma Tumuli Osaba Mixas Tumma Kechol Tumma. We know for sure that if you have a mixture of Tmeim and Tehoirim, that doesn't spoil it. It remains a kosher carbon. Af orla, let me say, loy osa ba mixas orla kechol orla. Then say by arelim also that if you have a mixture of arelim and mulim, it doesn't spoil the carbon. Why is it so poshut to the braisa that tmeim and tehoirim The shayla is only legabi the orel whether he spoiled. By tumei, my father doesn't spoil. There's nothing to talk about. If you have one tumah and you have 49 tahorim, le'osa ba mikzas tumei kechol tumah, it's still a kosher kar. That's for sure. Orel, however, there I have a shayla, and probably orel should have the same thing as tumah. Af orel le'osa ba mikzas orel kechol orel. Why is it more a double poshet by the tumah than is by the orla? Rashi already asked this kasha, and Rashi says in Mi'at Shem this is going to be addressed by the Gemara tomorrow. In Mi'at Shem we're going to ask why by you can ask the exact same question by tumah. Yeah, you have one tumah.
But there's a heter b'tumah.
Yeah, we're talking about Charlie. Yeah, right. Anyway, at this point the Gemara is trying once again. We got one orel. We got 24. Other ksheirim, mulim, they're all bringing the carbon Pesach together. Says the Gemara, sol kedaitech amina, that yochol yifsel b'nei chabur aboyim imay, the oral should spoil it. Says the Gemara, no, we can't spoil it. Why can't it spoil it? Because how you be orla paisel, a tuma paisel is matumali also ma mixes tuma gechol tuma. If you have one tuma guy, he doesn't spoil it for the other 24. If orla li also ma mixes orla gechol orla, I'll say the same thing that this one orla is not going to spoil it for the other 24 mulin. Oy klach le derech zu, or maybe the other way around. Hoy va orla paisel is uzman paisel. The zman over here means a machsheves pigul, which of course is not center on Hilchos Karban Pesach. This is generic for all karbanos, that if you have in mind a machshavas pigul of what you're doing avoda now to go on the marshal, eat from the carbon tomorrow, chutz lezmanoi, that's why we use the term over here, zman, to machshavas pigul. However, oil of Pesach, uzman poisel, mazman osa ba miktis zman kechol zman. What does he mean by that? In one behema, let's assume an average behema has in it, ich weiß, 500 kizesim. And of the 500 kizesim, the person who's doing lemoshel the zrika sadam says, I intend eating one kizayis out of this behema tomorrow, chutz lizmanoi. Does it become pigle or not? After all, the other 499 kezaisim are all going to be in today. He only has in mind one lousy kezaias for tomorrow. Will that make it pigle? And sure, the answer is, it will. It sure will. Why? It's one out of 500. Zman osa miktisman, a small pigle of one kezaias spoils the whole carbon, kechol zman, as if he would say, we're going to eat all 500 kezaisim tomorrow. So maybe af orla, asba mixes orla kechol orla. But if I have one orla among the 50, among the 25, maybe that spoils it. So depending on whether we equate orla with the din of tuma, then it would be kosher. If I equate orla to the din of pigle, then it would not be kosher. So says the price near lemidoima. To which one is orla more comparable? Don and Dobish ain't a noig b'chol hazvachim, Dobish ain't a noig b'chol hazvachim. L'choira, I should go and compare Hilchois Orla, an Orel with Mulim, to the case of a Tomei with Tehoirim, because these are both Pesach specific halachas, which don't apply anywhere else. Avada, the halacha, a Tomei cannot go and eat. Avada, that applies everywhere. What he means to say is that it will spoil the Karban Pesach by having the machshava b'shas the shechita. I have in mind that this is going to be eaten by an orel. I have in mind that this is going to be eaten by a tamei. This doesn't pass by the other karbanos. It only passes by Karban Pesach because of ishlefi achloi techoisu alasek. So therefore, since the two halachas are basically from the same category and from the same limud, I should learn one from the other. The din of pigle applies every single carbon across the board. Or maybe say faket. After all, by pigle there are no exceptions to the rule, and by the case of arelim there are no exceptions to the rule. There are exceptions to the rule, like Barry was saying 2 minutes ago, that tumah is hutra betzibur in case you have Gans klayis or roif klayis or tamayim, then tumah is hutra. So therefore, you see, tumah is different. So maybe I cannot learn it from tumah. Says the Braisa, since I tried using logic to go and equate the halacha of orla to either the halacha of tumah or to pigol, and it's a dodim lekan or lekan, Talmud loyma zois. What zois? Shein pasik. Zois chukas a Pesach. Very, very good. But I still don't know what the limit is. My zois. So what does this zois tell me? What's the decision? Is the decision that has a din like Tomei, or a decision that like Pigel? Is it going to be kosher? Is it not going to be kosher? So let's analyze, says now Rabbah. Basically, the Bryce has ended. Now Rab is deriving his limud, his makar. Maizos, ilayma de kula orla pasla, miksasa loy pasla. Am I learning from Zois that only what pasles is if everybody that you had the machshava for were arelim? But if it was an oral mixed together with mulim, then loy pasla, in other words, just like by tumma, hai mi v'chol orel nafka. For that, I don't need to have the pasuk zois. I have the v'chol orel. What's v'chol orel? If you go back to pasuk number 2, v'chiyoger itcha yev yosef etz l'ashim mimoy loyichol zachar v'yikezach aret v'chol orel loyichol bayit. And what does the Gemara learn from this v'chol orel? As we'll see in another line, v'chol means kula orla. If everybody are arelim, v'chol Allah, everybody arelim, then it passes v'chol orel nafka. If that's the case, then what do we need zois for? Let it just simply say tamul leimer v'chol orel, that only if everybody arelim, and not if one is an orel or two are arelim. El Allah, because the Braisa finishes off tamul leimer zois. Hachitani, the Braisa pshatas azois says Rabba. Tamaloymar, add another line of language. Tamaloymar b'chol orel kula orla pasla miktsasa loy pasla. If you have in mind b'shas shechita both for arelim and for mulim, it's kosher. It's only kula orla which pasles. If you have in mind only for arelim pasles, but if you have miktsas loy pasla, b'chitema. Now is the Bryce's raya. We've gone through the last 12, 15, 20 lines. Now we're coming to the raya to Rabba. Maybe you're going to go and tell me the same thing applies to Zrika. The kula orla mia pasla, that if all of those that you have in mind, Bishas Zrika are arelim, it would pasl, just like by Shechita it pasls. Maybe by Zrika too, which was Mendy's question a half an hour ago, maybe applies to Zrika. Tamaloy mirzois, Bishchita hu de kula orla mia pasla. Avo Zrika filu kula orla namiloy pasla. The din of Arelim has nothing to do with Zrika. The din of Arelim is only Shechita based, because it's all based on Ishlefi Ochle, Techoysu Alaseh, Bishas Shechita. It's got to be Ishlefi Ochle eaters and not non-eaters. Fine. So what do I see from this Braisa? This is now the conclusion, if you will, of Rabba. I see from this that there is no din of Orla by Zrika, and we're not only talking about Zrika, we're talking about the second half of the machshava of the Shoichet Bishas the Shechita, that Bishas, like we had on the top line, that if Shchotei Lemulim Amanashi Iskapra Boy Arelim Bizrika, those few words Amanashi Iskapra Boy Arelim Bizrika have no legal effect whatsoever, because Zois tells me that Dinim of Mulim and Arelim Bin Mulim is all Shechita. Shechita, Shechita, centered on Shechita. Nothing to do with Zrika. Says Rabba, that's my makar, that's why it says it's kosher. V'chitem, if you can ask me, my kula de Zrika, why is Zrika more kal than Shechita? Shechita, you say, Arelim pasul. Why don't you say the same thing with Gabi Zrika? They machshev es oichlim is Zrika. Because by Zrika there's no din of machshev es oichlim. The whole din is ishlefi achloi, techoyesu b'shas Shechita and not b'shas Zrika. Rav Israel. Rav Chizda, what does Rav Chizda do with Israel? Rav Chizda says, I learned the same braisa like Rabbah learned from word, from the first word to the final word. However, when we get to this Talmud, Loi Mezois, that's where we differ. And that is, Ad Rav Lidokisa, Talmud Loi Mezois. Let's go through the braisa again, where the braisa ended off. Talmud Loi Mezois, V'chol Orel, Kula orla pasla mitzasa loy pasla. When does the pasla? It's only if it's v'chol arel. It's total arelim. No mixture of arelim and mulim. Only arelim. Only arelim. They pasl mitzasa. However, if there some arelim and some mulim loy pasla, you know where that is. That's tavka b'shchita avuzrika afil mitzasa nami pasla. If you have a machshava b'shasta shchita. legabe the zrika that you're having in mind arelim, after the mitzasa, even if only the mitzas arelim, even if you have in mind bishas the shchita menashe is kapur by arelim, then mulam together would also be possible. No, who says the ad ika kula arla loy pasul? Maybe zrika is just like shchita, just like by shchita you said it's got to be kol arla, only arelim. But if there's a mixture, you said by shchita it's okay. Maybe the same thing applies to zrika. Tamalei mezois shchita who the mitzasa loy pasla, avos zrika fil mitzasa pasla. And therefore, afchiz, if you will, is even being more machmir than the question of the Gemara, because the question of the Gemara was, I'm going to ask you, skapra boy arelim zrika. Says afchiz, not only is skapra boy arelim, even skapra boy arelim together with mulin, it would also be possible. Exactly.
He's taking the same proof that Rava used to defend him, he's flipping the 180 degrees.
Exactly right. Right.
So my chumer
does Rika. Why would Zrika be more chumer than Shchita after all? Techoisu said that Shchita, Sursi. Why are you talking about now this lashon that Zrika should be more chumer? Because when do we have pigol officially established? Only by the Zrika. What do you mean? You can be mafagel by any one of the four of
us. Best pigel, perfect.
Oh, Zokta Barry, like we learned in Masechta Zrachim, it's got to be not picture perfect, it's got to be pigel perfect.
Everything has to be perfect except machsheves mafagelis.
Exactly. That if a person had b'shas shchita a machsheva of pigel, it doesn't pass on the carbon unless the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha Saddam, and the Zrika Saddam were all done perfectly. But if any one of those done was done imperfectly, a machshava of shleil shmoi, a machshava of not chutzlas manai, the chutzlam koimai, anything else, no good. So everything has to be perfect until and including the Zrika. Since the Zrika, that's what's the makir patish here too, even if it's only mitzas areilat, it's going to passel by the Zrika. Okay, so far, that's the basis of the machloek between Rabbah and Chizda, how you understand the mezois at the end of this price.
So how does Rabbah, so let's just stop for a second and say Rabbah Chizda is saying we have the Zrika, even if you included a mixture, which by the Shchita would not be a problem, because but by the Zrika, the Machshava Zrika is the Shah Shchita. How does Rabbah answer this? How does Rabbah, let's go back to Rabbah for a second. How is Rabbah answering this? Rabbah is saying that from Zos we're saying that
that the Shechita is more chomer than the Zrika.
Because it's Korban Pesach, we don't have this emphasis on the Zrika the same way we have by Shar Kachim. Is that what he's saying?
No. He's saying that since the halacha of arelim and menuyim and mulim and all of that
kosher, right?
Is only a korban pesach halacha, it doesn't apply to any other korban. And the pasuk learns that ishlef yachle to choisu from loshen of shchita, loshen sursi, or like Rashi says according to Rabbanim b'shachtu oisai. So this is a shchita based halacha. By shchita you can talk about hilchois, partial arelim, kulei arelim, but by zrika it's not shayach, it's not even on the agenda, it's not on the radar screen, because this is not a zrika din, this is solely a shchita din by Korban Pesach.
And Rav Chizda is saying it's a subset of Old Zvachim.
Exactly.
And therefore,
I don't know if it's a subset of Old Zvachim, he's just saying that since the Torah is megale, this halacha, the gabi shchita, certainly the halacha would apply by zrika, because zrika is always more chomer than shchita.
I see.
See, not saying that this halacha would apply elsewhere too. It's just saying generically, I know zrika is mochamer. So if I know that this is a psul in shchita, it'll certainly be a psul in zrika. And in fact, it's even more chomer by zrika according to Rav Chizda, because
zrika is a zvora tama. It's a final avoda.
Yeah, that's the smart. But in which way is it more chomer that by shchita, if you have a mixture of arelim and mulim, it'll be kosher?
Because the shchita, you ain't achilas k'sayas maser below shchita.
Exactly. But by zrika, even if mixas, it's going to be pasul. But Rabbi said, don't get too ingrained in this understanding of the machlokes,
right?
Because maskev l'ravashi mi may dehay v'chol orel kula mashma. The whole basis of the whole shtickle gemara for the last few lines is the chol orel means kula orla, and then we said kula but not mitzasa. Does that only apply by shchita? Does that apply by zrika? Zois? Yeah, zeh fine. How do you say v'chol orel kula mashma? Dil mahay v'chol orel mashma Koldhu Orla. Maybe the pshat in the word v'chol Orla means even if it's into Abisle Orla. Koldhu Mashma. And if that, one second slowly, take it one step at a time. Mashma Koldhu Orla. And therefore, even if it's only one Orel out of 50, one Orel out of 100, it's a Koldhu Orla. Maybe that's what the Torah says, Loy Chaboy, that would spoil the whole carbon. And on that says the price of Kosar Rachmana Zois, to add Ikakul Orla Loy Pasla. Zois tells you, no, don't think that v'chol orl, even a mashu arelis. It's got to be, everybody has got to be an orla, that pasled. And if that's the way we're learning, that the Zois comes to take away, to rescue, to remove this chumra of the kolduhu, then maybe loishna b'shchita v'loishna b'zrika. Maybe this brice, in fact, is not a makar, neither for Rabba, and nor for Rav Chizda, because the Zois is not coming to distinguish between shchita and zrika, either l'kula or l'chumra, depending on whether you're Rabba or Rav Chizda, but rather the Zois has come to tell you, don't say that mixus orlis kekula orla, kolduhu, no, it's got to be so. You say, I'm going to shtik orla, that everybody happened to be a rail. If that's the case, then you have a raya neither to Rabba nor to Rav Chizda, because both of them could agree. And Elo Amar Rav Ashi.
Hold on, expand that last point again. I'm sorry, I just went. Why is it not a support for Rabba? Why is Rav Ashi's remarks?
What was the original raya to Rabba from Zois?
That's what I'm trying to hold cup here.
You're trying to remember what we said before.
Mixas lo pasla, it says.
The Gemara says v'chol orel. Says the Zishtin pasuk.
Right.
So we thought originally what means v'chol orel. Kula orla
pasla.
It's everybody. Kula orla means all 50 guys. All of them.
Mixas lo pasla.
Mixas lo pasla. That's the v'chol orel.
Right.
Comes again Zois. What does the Zois come to tell you? That this halacha only applies to shchita and not to zrika. Because zrika, even if they're all arelim, I could care less. It makes absolutely no difference. It'll still be a kosher carb. Right. That's how Rabba learned.
Right.
So the Zois came to distinguish between the shchita and the zrika. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe the purpose of the Zois is distinguish between mitzas and kula. Because originally we learned v'chol orel means that everybody are arelim and not mitzvahs. And therefore the Zois came to tell you that's only halacha by shchita and not by zrika. Or according to Rav Chizda, only by zrika and not by shchita, etc., etc., that we distinguish between shchita and zrika. According to the new pshat, that v'chol orel is coming to tell you even a koldu orel, one out of 50, one out of 100, I need a pasuk to go and knock that down if I disagree with that halacha. And to say, no, it's got to be dafka kula reilim, like we learned in our Mishnah. Which pasuk do I have to shoot that down? The word Zois. Oh, so the Zois is not coming to tell you the differences between Shchit and Zrika. It's coming to tell you the differences between Kula and Mixas. And if that's the case, then there's no difference between Shchit and Zrika. That by both of them, L'choira, if it's Kula Marelam, both of them would hold Rabba and Rav Chizda, that's totally possible. Or they wouldn't have a Makar from Zois either way. Vis-a-vis Shchit and Zrika, this pasuk is totally neutral. That's Fakimosai. What's the makar now for Rabba and for Rav Chizda? Elam Rav Ashi, Rav Chizda, Rabba be high kroka mifugi. They're arguing about the near to loy lechaper a love loy al chaperoi. Yet Shem Rabbi said we're going to continue this tomorrow, but just bear in mind that the Rai is not from the Zois. The Rai is going to be from the near to loy lechaper olav. Each one the shitosai, Rabba to say that it's kosher, and Rav Chizda to say that it's possible.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai, and Zagi, Benj, and Zagi.